League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. Hour two. We're going to make it after
all.
At least we hope.
We hope to make it.
At least we hope to get through. So hour two has begun.
We do.
Thanks to Chase Hughes for joining us in the first hour of the program. Charles Schwab will keep her eye on the leaderboard. We'll keep her eye on what's going on as far as the live odds are over at FanDuel right now. We talked about Jordan Spieth, him and a few others, one of his home courses, so to speak. He always plays well here. He's won here before. He's lurking, and he was in the 32, I believe it was 32 to 1, actually, last night at FanDuel. But we've got other news. We were talking with Chase Hughes a little bit about the NBA, and listen, the NBA announcers aren't even going to be there, Cam. So
I know,
like Kevin Harlan said the other day, yeah, we're not going to be courtside. None of the announcers are going to be courtside. They're going to be calling them from studios. Essentially, they literally want as little people around. So it's kind of surprising when you hear, all right, reporters are going to be there. Now the UFC had a few reporters there, and I imagine the NBA will be the same thing. And it'll be interesting to see, will Woj, I guess poor Woj won't have a choice. He's like the insider. How the hell are you going to have inside access to a league when they're all in a bubble that you're not living in? So I guess he's going to set up shop there.
I agree, Gabe. And he's going to go up to ESPN and say, hey, how's my per diem? Triple it. You know what I mean? Whatever I'm doing, cut me a check. Where's the envelope? He's not going to do it for his regular.
Nah, but
like to ask him
to
do more, he'll make more money. He'll make more money.
No, he won't.
I think he will. I think he will.
No, he's not Mike Trout, bro. He's an NBA reporter.
No, but I'm just. Yeah, but the guy who breaks all the stories and stuff, and he's pretty high upper echelon. I'm just saying they're going to make it worth your while. They go, hey, buddy, you got to spend 3.5 months in this place without going out.
They're going to make it worth his while. They're going to make it worth his while in the sense that he doesn't get fired, and that he doesn't lose 35% of his salary. Woj might have a couple NBA scoops, Cam, but I don't know like how much juice you think this guy has. Woj is holding out. You think he's holding out in Bristol right now? No. I'm just telling you. You know, inside he's like, oh God, this sucks. Now I got to do it. So like everybody thinks it's all fun and games. You heard Chase Hughes in the first hour. He covers the Washington Wizards. He goes, I don't know. I just had a kid. I don't think I'd want to do it. And it's funny. Everyone's like, oh, the player should go do it. No, everyone else should go do it. And then suddenly when it's you, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this. Now, a lot of NBA players are starting to talk about not wanting to do it. The thing is, you jackasses should have thought about that before you agreed to this. At least baseball never said, yeah. Like NBA players, Cam, actually, you guys already announced it. Major League Baseball players at least complain. It's a little late for NBA yep. players to start complaining now about this.
Yeah. And they got the money. The thing is, you talked about it. What was the bottom line? The money. They don't want to lose the money. You agree to the deal. You go there. Man, I lived out in a suitcase for a while, Gabe, and you could do it. I think you and I could be successful there for 3.5 months in Orlando. No problem. It's not going to be a prison either. They're going to have amenities. It'll be fine.
Game Time Decisions Radio. I am Gabriel Morenci throwing it down with the survivalist, Ronnie Ruggs, Cam yeah. Stewart.
Hey, all positive.
Cam Stewart feels as though he can suck it up at Disney in Orlando for three. That's real rough living, Cam. I like how you're...
It's not rough. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's bitching about it.
You're saying living out of a suitcase. Like, you go for a walk around the lap in the backyard. The last time you lived out of a suitcase was 2 weeks at El Cortez. That's like roughing it for you. When you go to the El Cortez in Vegas for a couple of weeks, couple of times.
You just love to poke the bear, bud. Remember a long time ago when our boy Cabral left the job and they go, hey, you're doing the journey to the cup? I didn't leave anywhere. I stayed in Vancouver for a week, Boston for, I didn't go home for months, buddy. And I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, watching these guys practice and doing like hijinks and getting bit by iguanas on the street in Chicago and stuff like that. So you know what I'm going to tell you?
Iguanas? That,
these guys. Yeah. No, I did an interview with a guy and his iguana bit me. It's on the blooper reel. But anyway, the bottom line is such. We've all done things like this. We've lived there for that, and that took months and months and months. That was from the before the start of the playoffs till the end of the playoffs, and we didn't get to go home. So I'm going to tell you, and also in Orlando with them, they're going to make it really nice for everybody. They're going to spice it up. If you're going to be living there for 3.5 months, they're not going to be going to a prison yard here. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah, I think people should just accept it.
Yeah, but it's not like Mickey Mouse is going to be walking around, and you can go on the roller coaster and stuff.
Oh, I don't want to see Mickey Mouse go on the roller coaster. They're going to have nice restaurants. They're going to have things to do. What, you think it's just going to be like just basketball complex? Come on. There's got to be tons of stuff to do there.
I think, listen, I'm not saying, ooh, they shouldn't do it. But yeah. I guarantee you, there's not one player in the NBA that is saying right now, oh, I can't wait to go live at Disneyland in Orlando for 3 months.
Oh, I understand.
Yes. They already live in nice places. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't.
No,
like,
I understand that.
That's how all this conversation started when I said, Woj is going to be like, oh, God, I'm not going to have a choice. I have to go. Like, you know, inside, he's like, this sucks. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's a spirited show once again today. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates out there. We're talking about the real issues here about the NBA playoffs. Forget about the odds and all this type of stuff. We're getting into whether Mickey Mouse The Cam thinks like Magic Mountain, like the roller coaster's open and like cotton candy. It's like, oh, it's gonna be great. You're gonna walk around. There's gonna be parades and stuff. Listen, you're gonna be in lockdown. No. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It's not like they're gonna be in jail cells, but to them, they might as well be because they all live in mansions to begin with. They all live in nice places.
Correct.
But this is a big issue. I'm not saying they all do, but a lot of dudes in the NBA, their big thing is like chicks, Instagram models, Kardashians, all this type of stuff. They're not going to get any action, some of these guys, for 3 months. Like, it's just like, suddenly it is like prison. You know what I mean? And get this, there's actually going to be conjugal visits, but only in a second round. If your team makes it to the second round, then your family can join you there. But they can't leave. They have to get tested. And then, like, so it's not like, all right, honey, I'm going to, like, the wife goes to the beach with the kids all day. Yeah. No. Then they're in lockdown, right? It's like, so.
Yeah, so you better find an escort that you like.
Yeah, like, so. Yeah, James Harden, out of the 99 Instagram models he's banging, he's going to have to pick one that he's going to put on the visitors list here. Exactly, Cam.
Correct.
It's right out of Goodfellas. They're going to see. They're going to see, what, Khloe Kardashian comes to see you? They're going to see the visitor list and stuff like that. And the other big challenge is, too, there's no way in hell these guys are going 3 months without smoking weed. And the NBA doesn't want them going 3 months without smoking weed. So they basically said, no, we're not going to test. But they've got to get it there. It's not like basically Pascal Siakam can put 2 pounds of weed for the very long run. He's going to need a lot of weed. He's going to be there a long time. He's on the Raptors. So he's going to be there for months. All right? So he can't just, you know what I mean? So I'm just thinking ahead. I don't know. I'm just, we're giving you the details that ESPN and those networks won't.
Yeah.
They're not going to talk about how are NBA players going to get pounds of weed into the complex. So, like, and another thing is, too, think about it. You and I both know we've been shaken down in Orlando by the OPD.
Yeah.
The OPD. Yeah. We know you. You know me, OPD. Just imagine, too, they're jerks. They'll be like, yeah, listen. The NBA said that these guys can smoke as much weed as they want. Let's stop every bus that's rolling in.
Like,
there's going to be like hockey bags and stuff like that. But all kidding aside, they're going to have to like almost just set it up. It's going to have to be like I guarantee you there's like a secret roll call. It's like, all right, place your order now, guys, because once you're there, you can't go out.
Like, good point.
You better stock up. Right. So I guarantee you because they can't get in players' personal businesses. So players are just going to be like, yeah, bro, I've got a bunch of my things being delivered there. All right.
Exactly. Pick it up.
It's all going to have to be within state. So where I'm going with this is, in other words, whoever the NBA weed dealer is to the Stars in the state of Florida, dear God, man, you better be loading up right now. I think it's the same guy Joe Ranieri scores from.
I'll tell you one thing, too.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, well done. See, Joe's talking to me here. Excellent joke. I will say this, too. If this guy does a good job and deliveries are made on time, he's going to be making a lot of money. Like, this is almost like a dream scenario if you're the guy. What I mean? You got the contract.
Especially if deliveries are allowed. You're right. They're going to be calling every 3 days, man. Yeah, bring another 6 pounds over bring another 6 pounds for the Sixers. You know what I mean?
Guys, we print money.
You just imagine that complex back there. Just going to be teams, like you said, because it's going to be nice. They'll be sitting poolside around palm trees and stuff like that. Just blazing fat ones all day, Cam. That's all they're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you.
They have nothing to do.
I told you it wasn't so bad.
They'll play all day. They'll go back after. They're just blazed by the pool. And there'll be other guys, too. Like, this is where we'll get into the betting aspect of it, Kev. How many guys are going to be like, man, I hate it here. I want to get out of here. I don't care if we lose. They're going to start like, oh,
that's the thing.
Whatever. I'm not diving for that loose ball. I don't even want to be here.
That's such a good point. Like, I wish we could know the mental, like,
think about
like,
that.
Like, what guys don't mind being there, and other guys going, I have such a good life out of here. I don't even care if we get knocked out early. Just get me the hell out of here. That's the thing. Like, no, you're right. We have to play like shrink with this, with the NBA, because it's going to be different. Some teams are just going to be like, this blows. Get me the hell out of here. And some guys are like, meh, you know, yeah, it's not so bad. We could live with it. But we're not mind readers, Gabe. We're not Kreskin. It's tough. We'll figure it out, right, though. Maybe we'll watch some games and we'll figure it out.
So, yeah, what's crazy is during this pandemic, we haven't seen a lot of these guys. And you're right. You and I talked about it. Like, that, I don't get it either. Like, listen, Cam, I brought up Steve Vai. I don't understand, like, how you can go 2 months, 2.5 months, especially knowing you're coming back. The thing is, these guys can get their shot back. They're going to be thinking, oh, whatever. Like, I have a lot of time before July 31st to get my shot back. But I saw an interview with Kia Nurse the other night, former UConn Husky, plays for the Liberty now, I believe. Great player. And so Kia Nurse said the same thing. Said she lives in a condo complex and she has no basketball. She does not have it. Like, she has nothing. And she was saying about how now she's got a gym she's going to, and she's shooting a bit, but she worked on other parts of her game. And it's like Chris Middleton. Like, Chris Middleton's a three-ball shooter. He'll be fine when he comes back, bro. Middleton can hit, like, guy will hit 93s out of 100 with blindfold drunk. You know what I'm saying? Once it comes back to them. But it is interesting that it's like, guys, like, I'm sure you've ordered hookers or you've ordered Uber Eats before. You can order one of those NBA plastic, like, hoops and put it in your backyard.
Like, I know, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even care, Gabe. It's the principle of it. You're right. Like, Stevie, you use the example of Stevie Vai, but you're a professional athlete. I'm with you. You could take a break. But to just say, oh, I don't have a hoop, or, you know, I didn't, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll take a break from doing a radio show, but no, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you when you're a professional and you care about your craft, you might take a break, but you got to come back.
You know what she said?
Concept, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, you know what Kia said, though, that I found interesting about it? She said that her shot was fine, but the thing is, she'd never done it before. So that's the thing, Cam. A lot of guys in the NBA right now, this is the first time in their life, basically, that they've gone this long without shooting a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some of these dudes, like, some of them won't shoot that much in the summer. Most of them do, though. Most of them are playing pickup and playing at the Brucker Park, and they're in different. So this is a long. That's what Kia said. She goes, I've never gone 2 months without basketball in my hand, essentially. And she talked about how she got a ball and, like, she was dribbling in the house and stuff like that. And same with Chris Middleton. Middleton's like, it's funny that Middleton's an NBA All-Star. Guy's been around forever. Like, he's still walking around in his house, condo, dribbling a ball all the time, like, you know, crossovers, doing stuff. And Greek Freak said he was swimming all the time, right? Greek Freak said he was swimming all the time. But it's amazing to me. You look at Nikola Jokic.
Oh, God.
He looks like a before and after, like an Al Sharpton before and after. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm Nikola Jokic for Nutrisystem.
No, it's crazy. Like, you look at Jokic.
I know.
Oh, yeah, like, he's real thin. But you wonder, all right, you're thin now, bro, but how's that translate with your game? You've never played like this before. Suddenly, are you too thin? Or guys like Dwight Howard is going to push you out of the way now?
That's like, kind of what I'm thinking.
It's like, dude, it wasn't the right time to do this. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking the same thing. It's like, I don't know if the timing was right for you to change your body like this suddenly. When we come back now, what's going to happen? You don't even know. And another guy, except, dude, I say this with all confidence in my own, in everything, as you know. Marc Gasol looks like a triathlete. Like, no flab, no nothing. Like, Marc Gasol, whatever the hell this guy's been doing, he's ready to go. And I know what he's been doing. He's ready to win another championship. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's a free agent. He's looking to cash in. Bring it.
Hey, guys, Cam Stewart, the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want that capping edge, you got to get on the grid. The NFL putting their money where their mouth is. The league making a $250 million commitment today over a 10-year period to fight social injustice. This from the Jason Reed. The pledge expands the $100 million commitment the league made back in 2017 after striking a deal with the Players Coalition to combat racism. The NBA plans to allow teams to carry a maximum of 17 players on the roster, including players on two-way deals when the season resumes. The league will hold the transaction window from June 22nd to July 1st, allowing all 30 clubs to add players before the current campaign restarts. The NBA now also targeting July 30th for a return instead of the 31st. The tentative restart date to continue the 2020 season at the ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex in Orlando. Yeah, one day earlier, and they want to make that happen. 22 of the league's teams will continue to play out the regular season. The 16 teams that occupied playoff seeds at the time the league went on hiatus, plus six teams that were within six games of the postseason berth. The statue of disgraced Carolina Panthers founder Jerry Richardson won't be coming back to Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Citing public safety, the Panthers moved a 4,500-pound monument on Wednesday to an undisclosed location. Richardson sold the team amid allegations of racial slurs and sexually harassing female employees. The NFL noted all teams today that it will extend the virtual offseason through June 26 with no in-person minicamps as the league continues to make plans to return after the COVID-19 pandemic. This from the NFL Network. The league and its players are currently working together on remaining protocols for training camps to safely open. The NHL and NHLPA have agreed to phase three of their return to play plan as teams will report to training camps July 10th. If medical and safety conditions permit a start, and if the parties have reached an overall agreement on resuming camps for all 24 returning teams will begin. The length of the training camp still not determined. The two hub cities still need to be named as well. Some Canadian teams, including the Flames, have explored hosting going to the United States to avoid Canada's 14-day quarantine rule for anyone entering the country. Many teams have returned to club facilities in small groups for the week, and they're resuming on and off ice training. In soccer, Premier League clubs set to face revenue reductions up to £1 billion due to the coronavirus, according to BBC Sport. England's top flight returns behind closed doors June 17th from a three-month hiatus. Golf officially back today. It is round one of the Charles Schwab Challenge from Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. 2018 Colonial champ Justin Rose and Harold Varner III, they share the lead after posting 7-under-63s. Justin Thomas, one of the tournament favorites, and Colin Morikawa, and two others, just one shot off the pace. The golfers all pause for a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m. to honor the late George Floyd. In MMA news, Ray Borg has withdrawn from this bantamweight fight this Saturday at UFC I versus Cavillo in Las Vegas due to personal reasons. So in NASCAR, Danny Hamlin, he has the pole for the Miami race this weekend. I'm Cam Stewart, and that's your Sports Grid News Update. Remember, guys, to follow us at the Sports Grid Network. It's the place to be for all your sports wagering and fantasy needs. We're here all the time, and you can follow us on Instagram at Sports Grid TV, too. Now back to host Gabe Morenci on Game Time Decisions. You got to get on the grid, everybody.
Get on the grid, Sports Grid. I am Morenci. We're on the grid. We're getting electrocuted by the grid. We're on the grid so much. Let's roll. Cam Stewart. Cam Stewart's bringing it hot off the heels of a great pick. I said you didn't give me enough love earlier in the week, but we must acknowledge Cam's Cam Clutch. Cam's NASCAR show, Cam's Clutch, as two races in a row he hits. Yeah, listen, Harvick, you hit Harvick last week. Truex wasn't the favorite. He was one of the top picks, but he wasn't a favorite. Nice job there. We hit Noah Gragson in the Xfinity last Monday. So it's amazing. Three straight NASCAR and Xfinity races. You've gotten a winner on this program. That much is a fact, Jack. That's a fact. And, oh, yeah, if you were listening to the program, we told you that the NBA playoffs will come back August 18th because I had a dream about it a couple of months ago. I was like, yeah, August 18th feels like the start time for the playoffs. But they're starting a little earlier. I thought they would come right back into the playoffs, but nevertheless, something I want to get to, actually, that we really haven't, and this is ultra cool as well. I don't see any numbers yet. The format's just been put out. The groups have just been announced. But MLS, Cam, and I am an MLS fan. Yep. I like MLS soccer a lot. I find it to be very entertaining. It's a fun brand of soccer. It's fun. It's fun to bet on. And so I like MLS. I like going to MLS. I like MLS. So I'm an MLS fan. But so they put together a World Cup format. Great idea.
Love it.
Why overcomplicate things? Like, you know, I know you were a fan of the NBA doing this, actually. The NBA would have been a little bit too confusing.
Yeah, it's good for soccer.
NBA would have been a little bit too confusing, but this is real cool. So just to go over the groups a little bit right now, Eastern Conference Group A, Orlando City. So Orlando, not Inter Milan, but Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
That's so lame.
That is the lamest name. Hey, Inter Miami, that's so pathetic. Like, oh, we're Inter Miami. Like, that's so embarrassing.
No,
I agree, Moretz. It's amateur night. Like, that's a bad name.
Yeah, it's sort of like Real Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah, get Real Salt Lake. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it, Salt Lake. You're Real.
Sorry, I know. Inter Miami.
Inter Miami. Sounds like a Metallica song. Hey, Inter Miami. Okay. No, it's so bad.
Inter Miami. Orlando City. Inter Miami. New York FC.
See, that's simple. Keep
New
it
York,
FC.
Yeah, that's, yeah. If, New York City Football Club.
Yes, everything should be FC, not Inter Miami and Real Salt Lake. Doesn't work.
Philadelphia Union.
I don't mind the Philadelphia Union. I'll deal with that. Better than Inter Miami.
Well, anything's better than Inter Miami.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes,
anything.
Anything is better than Inter Miami. That's for sure. I don't even know who came up with that. That's just absolutely brutal. That's brutal, Gabe. Come on. Yeah, it's bad. I don't even know what to say. You guys got the rest of the board so we can. Can you guys get the rest of the board so we can go through the group stages for the MLS tournament?
Inter Miami. What do they even play? Inter Miami.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I know they were Beckham's team, but, like, who the hell are Inter Miami?
I don't know. Yeah.
New York,
no,
FC,
the other.
Philadelphia Union, Chicago Fire.
Fire.
Nashville.
In Nashville.
Yeah. Nashville SC. Of course, we have the legendary Real Salt Lake. Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, that's
Colorado Rapids. I'm looking for, like which
that.
Is the group of... Which is the group of death? Which one's the group of death here? Which is like the, I'll tell you, it's not the Toronto FC, Montreal Impact, DC United, New England Revolution.
Group F with LAFC, LA Galaxy, Houston Dynamo, Portland. That's pretty good. Seattle, Dallas, Vancouver, Santa Fe. It's kind of mixed bag. Atlanta. You know what? Other than FC Cincinnati, that's pretty in Red Bulls with Atlanta FC and Columbus. It's all right. What do you think? I'm thinking group F.
You know, this, I think it's going to be ultra cool. That's what I'm thinking. Dude,
yeah,
it's like we lost. It sucks. It sucks because we lost the Euro Cup. You know, the Euro was supposed to be this summer. And, you know, man, there's nothing better than a soccer tournament through the summer.
I agree.
And it's, you know, World Cups and Euro Cups. And a lot of people think the Euro Cup is basically as good as the World Cup, if not better, because there's less bottom feeders, actually, in the Euro. So we lose out on that, and I'm not saying that the MLS compares to the Euro tournament, but hey, it's a soccer tournament, and there's going to be games on all the time, Kemp. And my birthday is August the 10th. They're awarding the MLS Cup and champion on August the 11th. So everything, you know what I mean? Looks like August. That's the place to be. You're always talking about Sports Grid. Place to be.
Yeah.
The place to be.
Of course it is.
Is August, that week of August.
Sports Grid is always the place to be. But I will say this, you're right. And there's three stages of games, as I mentioned before. They got a nine, they have an early start, Gabe. When I did my update yesterday, off the top of my head, I think it's 9. Then they do like 9 in the morning. Then they do an 8:30 and a 10 o'clock. So you got morning wave and two night games. Yeah, they're going to be very, very busy in the MLS. And let's give this league credit. You know, before they were arguing about 0.8% of this, and now they got a format, they got teams there, they got a plan. Good on them. You're right. I've gone to many Toronto FC games. I've gone to a couple games. Like, it's a great atmosphere. MLS soccer going there, it's a good vibe for sure.
Oh, no, MLS has really, really grown, and all you need to know is you look at the franchise fees. That's all you need to know. So we talked earlier about John Rahm dropping an F-bomb earlier. And I know Justin Thomas didn't want to wear a microphone. And, you know, golfers just don't get it. Here's Justin Thomas to Golf Week's Tim Schmidt, courtesy of Awful Announcing. I would not want to wear a mic. It's not me. What I talk about with my caddy and what I talk about with other guys in my group is none of anybody else's business. I mean, as close to those mics are on the trees, the greens are as close. I get the boom mics during competition anyways. I basically feel like I already am mic'd up. Yeah, you know what, Justin Thomas? I don't know anything about you, but I already am going to cheer against you. Bro, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I get it, but it's not like he even says, Mike wouldn't be good for my game. It'll throw me off. It's none of your damn business what I say on the course. Yeah, screw you. It's none of, I don't need to watch you then. Nobody knows who you are, and this is why. You know, golfers are just jerks. I know there's some good guys, Cam, but I hear attitude like this, and I'm like, suck it. Screw off.
You know what, Morency, I respect your opinion. Justin Thomas, one of the best golfers in the world, though. I'm just giving you the facts. Would I want to wear a mic? No, because I'd be dropping F-bombs. I don't like the way that he handled it. Also, today, it was interesting. Ricky Fowler had the mic, but I heard Jordan Spieth more because he was friggin' going nuts at the start of his round and yelling at himself. But I got to be honest with you, if me and you were golfing, I definitely wouldn't want us to wear a mic. There'd be a lot of crazy stuff going on there that I can understand what he said. Yeah, I just don't like the way he said it.
Professional, you and I aren't professional golfers trying to market a sport camp. So why don't they just play... there's no fans there, so why are we even watching if it's no one's business? You know what I mean? Like, imagine, you know, if LeBron James says this. I don't want any mics around the court because none of your damn business what I say. People would flip out, right? Yeah. Like, it's just the, to me, it's just that sort of arrogant, arrogance around golf, that this is why, like, the common sports fan doesn't like these guys. They think they're a bunch of jerk-offs. Like, that expression, like I said, he's not saying it because, oh, you know what, you know, I swear a lot, or, hi, you know. No, it's none of your damn business what I say to my caddy or what I say to other golfers. It's a jerk thing to say. In my opinion, but like I said, if they don't care about marketing their sport, then don't market their sport. We're talking about a sport that basically has been clinging to one guy for the last 22 years in Tiger Woods, right? And yeah, if they don't want to market themselves, then fine. But, you know, let's look at Justin Thomas. I don't ever want to hear Justin Thomas bitch ever about a lack of endorsements or he doesn't get attention or anything after, right? And I bet you he will at some point in time. That's going to be the funny
thing. He's doing fine. Think about Justin Thomas, Gabe. As you know, you guys are one of the top players in the world now. He's got great endorsements, Titleist, everybody else. The guy's got money coming out his yin-yang. To that point, here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to agree with some of the things you say, but I'm going to throw it this way. Ricky Fowler does commercials. He's kind of like the face of the PGA Tour. Farmers Insurance, everything, mortgage, Rocket Mortgage loans. The problem is, he's the guy that volunteered to have the mic, but when he puts on the mic, nothing happens. So it's up to these other guys on the PGA Tour to look. Maybe try a John Rahm. Maybe try the other guys. Why don't you ask everybody? Why does Ricky Fowler have to do everything? And I'm telling you, now that he has the mic, he doesn't do much with it. It's like, what's even the point of having the mic on Ricky Fowler? That's kind of the point that I'm saying. He's the guy that's always representing everything. There's a lot of guys on tour with a personality. Hell, give it to Pat Perez. You know, you can ask other guys. That's the issue. Like, it's almost like they haven't done their due diligence that way. But Justin Thomas isn't.
But
he's not worried about his endorsements.
Either mic people up or you don't. Yeah, it's not about how much money he has, Ken. It's about selling a sport, bro. It doesn't matter whether he's good or not. Like you say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, he's a good golfer. He doesn't need to wear a mic. So you don't want to hear what golfers are saying to each other? Like the
I'm telling
fan,
you,
everyone. We're living in an era
only
now
one
where
guy
people
agreed
want
to
hear
to a game.
Athletes.
Only wants to do it. What are you going to tell these guys? You're going to force them to wear a microphone? Ricky Fowler's the only guy who wants to do it. You can't fine everybody for not
that
wearing a mic.
Point.
They don't want to wear it.
Because they're jerks. That's the point, Cam. That's why people don't care about them. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabe Morency, and we really are throwing it down with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart talking about the PGA. And Cam takes offense to the fact that I say they're a bunch of jerks.
Listen, there's a lot of golfers that came from privilege, but I'm going to say there's a lot of guys that were sleeping in cars on the mini tour. So you can't paint everybody with the same brush. I'm going to say I covered the Masters. I'm just going to say a lot of guys I've dealt with are nice. Some are dicks. It's kind of like every
Which guys have grew up sleeping in cars? No, who slept in cars? Like, who's coming from, like, sheer poverty
Rich Beam. I don't know the main guys now. Brooks Koepka played in Europe before he came to the PGA Tour. I'm not going to say he was born with a silver spoon in his hand. Justin Thomas is rich. I get it. There's a lot of guys that aren't, like, you know, they're not country club. Not everyone's a country club kid. Gary Woodland played college basketball at Kansas. Hey, buddy, we do a show together every day. I just got, you know, and I agree with a lot of things you say, but I'm allowed to defend a point, too, where I don't think all these guys are dicks. Like, some of them are, and some of them aren't. Kind of like every sport. You know?
I'm not saying they're all jerks, but I'm saying they don't market their sport well at all. That's the whole point. And for the record, we have someone in the chat that met Justin Thomas and said he was a jerk, for the record.
I'm not going to defend Justin. I'm not going to defend
well,
Justin
you just
Thomas.
Did he defend Justin.
I defended him. I said no one has to wear mics because they don't have to wear mics. And I said, don't give the mic to a guy like Justin Thomas. I said, give it to, did I not say Pat Perez? Did I not say Jordan Spieth? Did I not, like, I could tell you all the guys to give mics to. Hell, give Kevin Na a friggin' mic. I'm just saying they asked the wrong guys. That's another thing. I'm surprised Phil Mickelson doesn't have a mic because he'd be talking about his bets and stocks all the time. I don't know. Like, it's just – it's the wrong guy to give it to Fowler all the time. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
I even understand the golfers – if your putt in the Masters is on the line and stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't. Yes,
like I get the mic stuff during charity skins games and, you know, a couple of jokes and everything. But the whole point is, Cam, you know, the whole point of the article was, and the story is basically, the PGA and its sponsors want their players to basically be more entertaining, have more personality. Mm-hmm. The sport itself, like, I mean, you can't say golf's not popular. Yeah, 5 million, 6 million people watch that skins game, right? Golf is popular. Yep. You know, you'll see it'll subside when all other sports are back. Suddenly, people aren't going to care about the Charles Schwab as much when the NBA, you know, and the NFL is back and stuff.
That's true. Yeah,
but there's no like growing. You know what I mean? Like I said, they're hanging on the tiger. They need new fans, Cam. That's the whole point. They need new fans.
I agree with that.
It can't just be the same people. It can't be you, Feinberg, and Mayo watching every week. Like, they need new, like, horse racing has brought in new casual, you know what I mean? Like, horse racing has people, hey, this is pretty cool. Like, golf never transitions. So, golf never transitions into hipsterdom. You know, you know what the golf got saved by? DFS. DFS was a massive shot in the arm. Like, Tiger Woods carried golf. Then DFS came along, and people like DFS golf. It's easy to play. It's once a week. You don't have to. It's not like every day.
Perfect. Great format.
Yeah, it's easy. It's like NFL. It's once a week. Exactly. Major League Baseball, NBA, man. Your head will explode trying to put these teams together. So DFS really saved it. But I'm just saying from a broadcast standpoint, right now, you know, you look at the UFC. So imagine, Cam, if everyone had this attitude. All right, the UFC guy says, well, I don't want you hearing what my corner says during the fight. Turn all the mics off during when I'm fighting because it's none of your damn business. And then, all right, why don't we turn the mic off courtside NBA game so we don't hear LeBron anymore? Like, you're an athlete, bro. You're in public. There's mics on them and deal with it, right? It's just that's, you know, to me, like I said, it's short-sighted. I don't care. Like you said, I don't expect Justin Thomas to be entertaining anyways. I'm sure he's boring as hell, right? So I don't think he's going to be entertaining anyways. But they're not marketing the sport like they should be. That's the whole point. And baseball is guilty of it as well. And baseball are even having talks right now. I see they want to have a commission about how they can market the sport better. Well, here's a tip. How about you actually play baseball? You want to market it. You actually play it. Then you can start marketing it. But baseball, same thing, Cam. Like Mike Trout's a great player.
Yeah, no one knows who he is. I agree with that. That's his personality, right? And the thing is, you bring up good points. A lot of UFC fighters have creative nicknames. They're wild guys. They show stuff. It's fighting, ding, ding, ding. Golf has the same problems that hockey has. It's like, other than Alex Ovechkin and a couple guys, who are the stars? And when you see them in interviews, it's boring. So it's hard to do, you know, to grow the sport in that way. I do agree with a lot of the things you're saying. And I think more guys on the PGA Tour should step up and wear a microphone. You got to pick the right ones.
Put it this way. The fact that it's 2020 and the PGA and their players actually have an issue about microphones goes to show just how far back in time this whole entity actually is. It's like 2020. Oh, really? Like, you guys are concerned about microphones, huh? Like, wow. Like, this is, you know, that's like, you know, as I stated, you want to market it, the stuff, step it up a notch. And, you know, entertaining. That was the whole point, Cam. They're just, you know, if the PGA wants the viewers to be entertained a little bit more. John Rahm is saying, hey, the golf is the entertainment part of it. And I totally get that. I totally get that. You don't want, like, you don't want to change. Like I said, you don't want the Masters and people, like, you know, I understand some things are secret. But at the same point in time, they could do a better job opening up. And it was all because of the Skins games, Cam. Because people like to hear the athletes. That's the whole point. People want more access, not less access in 2020.
No, I understand a lot of the points that you're making, and I think it can be done. I don't know exactly, you know, how they're going to go about it with the packs or what they can do or how it's going to affect somebody, their swing and everything else. But, you know, Fowler's agreed to it a couple times. It was just, the broadcast for me, you're right. I'm a golf fan. I bet on golf. I play DFS golf. I'll watch it regardless. But the thing is, Gabe, it's one of those sports. It's not like the NBA and mixed martial arts where there's characters and flamboyancy and guys that are really, really outgoing. A lot of these guys are drier than white toast without butter, and that's how they got to be good golfers. They just, everything, they move forward. Like, I'm an emotional guy. I'd be on the golf course snapping clubs like Happy Gilmore, throwing things, you know, blowing a lead like Pat Perez. That's what me and you would do. A lot of these guys are where they are because they're dry. They know how to shake off double bogeys and stuff like that. They're different characters, and they're not entertaining cares, the most of them.
Well, we'll move on, but I'll just quote Awful Announcing. Awfulannouncing.com. Justin Thomas, it should be clear, plays a spectator sport for a living. And in a world without fans in attendance, in a world that might become the new normal for the foreseeable future, any way to remove more of a filter between an at-home audience and the action is a good idea. And, like, basically, like, that was the whole point. Like, basically, the PGA is saying, guys, there's no fans here. There's a disconnect. We need to look at, like, a good example. Like, if it was somebody like Roger Goodell, I'm not putting anyone in my basement. It's not even anyone's damn business what my basement looks like. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. It's none of your business. Right? No. Roger Goodell said, you know what? All right, let's roll with it. Put the camera in my basement. Now, dude, Roger Goodell's doing press conference from his basement, Cam. Like, that's his new
home. His basement's popular.
He's like, He's like, we, the NFL, apologize. And he's from the wood panel. I think, like I said, I think Kevin Walsh rents out the bunker. I think I think that's the studio that Roger Goodell goes to.
And Wetzel's got a lot of wood in his studio too.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Because I'll just put it this way. And I'm speaking for myself. I'll bet on golf, but the broadcasts are boring as hell. And as the article goes on to say, too, is golf fans don't even like the broadcast. Like, no one ever likes the you know, I mean, they need a way. They haven't found a way. The old school Jim Nantz whisper stuff is just so antiquated. But the new school ESPN stuff doesn't work either, I know. People always get mad. People don't like Joe Buck when he does golf. Like, they're trying to find, they're trying to thread the needle, basically. They're trying to, like, and the PGA can't control the players because it's they're independent contractors, right? So the PGA can't say, no, 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 you guys have to do these ads. You have to do this and that. But I hear what you're saying, Ken. They're not all stuck up dudes. I know there's some guys out there that are good guys that are on the tour. But, you know, you're going to see the way sports are broadcast, guys. It's going to change moving forward. And the leagues of sports that want to give less access, well, you're going to have less success as well. Yeah, less access means less success. It's 2020.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'll put it in comparison, Kim. Like NASCAR. NASCAR, man, they make money from people sitting in people's cars. You know what I mean? Awesome. Like Kevin Harvick could say, oh, there's no way in hell I want to hear people saying what I'm saying during the race. No, he's like, bring on. They put a camera in his car, and you know what? It brings people closer to him. It's like you're riding with him. It's called access. It's called, you know what I mean? It's social media for a reason. But I can't say, I don't want to argue about it, or even not argue, but even talk about it forever. But that was my whole point as it, how it started, that golf is just out of touch. You know, he might be a good golfer, but like, they're good golfers, but they're just out of touch with reality in this sport. So Daniel Jones, not out of touch. He's a future pro bowler. Daniel Jones, my boy. Gets Giants players together for workouts in Texas. See, that's some hardcore stuff here. So when Giants quarterback Daniel Jones organized workouts with teammates at Duke University in February, it looked like a way to get in ahead of the offseason program. But they got the crew together again, this time in Texas. Wide receiver Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, and tight end Caden Smith joined Jones for workouts in Austin over the last couple of weeks.
Awesome.
Also there was Colt McCoy as well. So I like Darius Slayton at the end of last year, but we talk about, we're talking about athletes not, you know, not taking care of themselves or not working or not putting in the time. These are the type of things, guys, that you need to know. You need to listen to the show like this and know every little story, and you follow these guys. You can see who has their eyes on the prize, man. You can see who's trying to get better. You can see who wants to be a star. Like, put it this way. Last year at this time, Baker Mayfield was burning every bridge in the world in the NFL by doing interviews with everybody and calling everybody out in GQ. Daniel Jones right now is in Texas working out with his wide receivers. Shows a dedication. It shows a maturity, Cam. And it shows that the kid gets it, that he wants to be a team leader and he wants to get better. That's what it shows. I'm telling you, buy in. If Daniel Jones was a stock, I'm telling you guys, buy into this stock. He's going to be a good quarterback.
I liked him at Duke, Gabe, and I always thought he had a good attitude in the Giants. Everyone bust their balls. Well, they saw something in him. Good kid, willing to work, willing to get better. Turnover problems, yes, not all his fault. There's problem with the offensive line. He looked very, very good at times. I agree. I think he has a tremendous upside. And I'll name another guy, too, a guy that much maligned, but I think is really, really going to have an attitude change, is Odell Beckham Jr. From what you've told from Alex Van Pelt and people in the Cleveland camp, this guy really is getting it right now. And you know what? Everybody deserves a second chance, and I think he's going to thrive. And it's up to Baker to get him the ball. I think he's going to have a big year, big comeback year.
Yeah, but you know what? He was okay last year. He wasn't a problem last year. Baker Mayfield just sucked. Odell's just positive. He's a positive dude, Odell. Like, Odell's not like this big, you know, troublemaker that everybody makes him out to be. I hear what you're saying, though, that he has been positive in the offseason. Get on the grid, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. All right, we've got a couple of minutes left here. So we talked about Justin Thomas, and he's actually the favorite right now. He's the odds list, plus 500. Yes. You know what? Yeah. I really hope he doesn't win.
Soto, just good. That's one thing we agree on.
After all this.
Let Justin Thomas win. I don't have him in my pools. He's killing. He's the one guy I'm really worried about right now. Yeah, I hope not.
Don't worry. The TV gods aren't going to let him win just because of his attitude. You'll see. You'll see.
Good.
That'd nice, outspoken, and fun, jovial guy like Justin Rose. He's another one. Like I told you earlier, I said I like betting on Justin Rose, but man, he's as bland as a baked potato.
I like baked
Justin
potatoes.
Rose. He's actually plus 750.
I told you, he's actually not a bad guy. But, yes, these golfers are boring.
You think everyone's a nice guy. How do you know if Justin Rose is a nice guy?
Interviewed him before. I thought he came across as very nice.
I've interviewed thousands of people. I have no idea whether they're nice people or not. Carl Everett was very nice to me when I interviewed him. When he was drunk, he threatened to kill me. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We don't know if they're nice. All right. Who's going to win the tournament, Cam?
Who's going to win the tournament? Colin Morikawa. That's who's going to win the damn tournament. Colin
Morikawa. 11-1.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him at 45.
Too. He's a big jerk, too. Really? I'm kidding. I don't know about him. No, I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything
really
about
grinding
him.
You're grinding my gears, Morenci, but that's okay. It's okay. Hey, you know what?
Ranieri lives in Florida and golfs all the time. He said in my headset, they are all big jerks.
Yeah, a lot of them are dicks. I get it. I get the jerks. Give me Bryson DeChambeau. He looks like more like a linebacker than a golfer these days, and that guy doesn't care what people think about him. He'd be my pick number two. He looks good.
I like it. DeChambeau's now 14-1. All right, hang in. Get a nice drink, Cam. Great shot, buddy. May the winners be yours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.